When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I tell you, it's been real hard for these other artists out here this week.
Yeah. I kind of always feel that way, though. Like, after listening to one of my favorite artists' album, like, it's hard to play something else if I have this on rotation.
I just know personally it's hard for these other artists out here. My two albums that I had to review this week, I went to with a clear mind. I went to go listen to them for the first time, review them. But right before I did, I was like, you know, let me just get in the mindset real quick.
Let me just press play on American Requiem.
And then, you know, by the time you get to the end of American Requiem, you get to...
And then it's like, well, I have to play Blackbird at least.
And then that damn
16 carriages. So it's like, I mean, just maybe 16 carriages.
And then if I don't get out of there by the end of that, because as soon as that's over, Rumi come on talking about some.
Can you play the lullaby?
And if I stick around there for too long, I'm there through smoke hour. I'm here.
After that, it's my rose, and look, you lost me. Yeah. Sometimes I try to give myself like 6 songs. I'd be like, all right, just 6, and that's it. Or I'll be like, just play your favorites for today. Uh-huh. And then I'll be like, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll play Tyrant today. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I want to hear Spaghetti. Uh-huh. I want to hear Daughters. Uh-huh. Just start from the beginning. Like, that's how it is. And it's because it's such a good body of work. That's why it has us in a fucking chokehold.
Smokey Robinson out here caping.
Smokey Robinson, look. He said, y'all need to stop fucking talking about Beyonce and saying she's not invited to no damn space. A lot of other artists, country and non-country, have been saying that it's a really good project and that she's invited into the space. But I feel like a lot of people are trying
they have
to...
No choice.
They, right. But I feel like a lot of people are trying to also categorize her as like, oh, she's becoming a country artist now. And it's like, no, she's not. She did an album that has country music in it, but she never said she's a country artist.
That's right.
Y'all didn't listen, and y'all are too confined by genres and putting yourselves in the box.
What, are actors only allowed to do one genre of acting?
Right.
No, the point is that they can act. Like,
exactly.
You can actually,
they're flexible.
You can really act.
Right.
And so, therefore, you can do many different styles.
That's what I'm saying.
You can really sing.
Right. And I feel like if you can really sing, you can do anything.
Several different genres, styles, whatever your voice will lend itself to.
Exactly.
While you are here on this earth.
Exactly. And that's
until you
that.
Go to space.
All right, you lost me there.
That's what she that's where she dropped the music from. You ready?
Yep.
Let's start the show.
I've been working all night. Now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Popping on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need to hear you say.
Welcome back to another episode of the On the Way podcast, where we give it to you straight. In this space, we won't say anything behind your back that we won't say to your face. We keep you up to date with the latest music, news, and everything related while you are on the way. I'm Sylvie.
And I'm Khalil.
And this is the On the Way podcast. You can listen to this podcast on your way to hanging out with the kids.
You can listen to this podcast on your way to filing your taxes by Monday.
But either way, anyway, this is the On the Way podcast. Black King Khalil, how are you?
I am doing so well, so refreshed. I'm off of this book I just finished reading called, well, I'm still on it. I'm at the end. I'm at the part where you don't want it to end, the audiobook part. It's called Burn Book by Kara Swisher. She's like a tech reporter who's been mm-hmm. in it since the 90s, like since the rise of tech. And she's Burn Book because she's talking, she's giving like the inside scoop on her personal interaction with all of the tech giants, Amazon, Net, remember what was the shit before AOL? Netgear, Net something.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right, back then. Great book. WrestleMania was amazing. Wrestling is back, okay? There was a time where I had outgrew it, and let me tell you, the product is fully back now, and I'm so glad that I got to it those 2 years ago on that random Saturday night when I turned to night one of WrestleMania on that app made by the devil himself, Peacock. And the ending of Curb Your Enthusiasm was perfect. It was perfect.
Don't say anything. I still have to watch it.
I'm so glad that by happenstance, I watched all of Seinfeld last year and I understood what they did with the ending. I understood. It was perfect.
Got it.
Thank you, Larry David.
Got it.
Black Queen.
Yes.
Sylvie Jones. How are you?
I'm doing really great. Blessed to be here. Happy to be alive in this space and this time. Thank the man above for everything he's done for me this far.
That's right. Everything he did to me. That's right.
Both this far into my journey. And yeah, I'm just really in. I've been having an okay week. Could definitely be better. Shout out to my grandma. It was her 92nd birthday the other day.
Hey, happy birthday,
I have some
grandma pioneers.
We had grandpa last month with 100. Ooh. Grandma 92. Ooh. They're going to be here forever.
Forever.
But yeah, just been in, you know, really okay spirits, ready to do this show. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's get into the weekly playlist. It's the weekly playlist, motherfucker.
Y'all better get up. Y'all better get into this playlist.
Weekly playlist. To keep up with our weekly playlist, follow us on Instagram at On The Way Weekly, where we release it every week. This week we've got Everything, Everything by Glorilla.
You couldn't wait to say that.
Nope. Might Delete Later by J. Cole. Scarlet Letter 2, Claude by Doja Cat. And Bryson Tiller by Bryson Tiller. For my first project this week, I had the mixtape Everything, Everything by Glorilla. She's a rapper and songwriter from Memphis, Tennessee. Glow gained popularity with her 2022 single FNF, Let's Go, which peaked at top 50 in the Billboard Top 100. Her next single was Tomorrow, which also had a remix with Cardi B. We reviewed her second EP, Anyways, Life's Great, back in November of 2022. Everything, Everything has features from Moneybagg Yo, Kevo Money, Boston Richie, Finesse Two Times, and Megan Thee Stallion. Okay. Glorilla. First of all,
yeah.
I was going to review this anyway because of the title.
Okay.
Because Everything, Everything. That's it. That's it. Because at the end of the day,
I think you're
the day gotta end.
I actually say everything. Say
everything,
it again.
Everything.
I actually think you're pronouncing an R that is not there.
No, I'm not. I'm saying Everything, Everything.
Yeah.
That's it. Ain't no R. Ain't no nothing. Everything, Everything. I enjoyed this project. I love her raspy, husky voice.
She's so small and the voice is so raspy.
I feel like she has so much character.
Yeah.
I had so many faves off of this. For one of them is Wannabe featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
I feel like that's such a good collab between the two. They're also going to go on tour starting next month.
Then that's going to be perfect.
Very perfect.
That's perfect.
And that makes sense. You drop a single,
that's right.
Collab, you go on tour.
That's right.
Glow is going to be the opening act. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song, Wannabe. I feel like they both killed their verses. I also enjoyed Finesse the Glow with Finesse Two Times. High as Fuck. All There. Future Moneybagg Glow. Moneybagg Yo.
But he changed his name too.
And look. And of course, yeah, Glow, because that song is such an inspirational anthem.
Yeah, Glow, stomp a little pussy, hoe, with some shell toes. Yeah, Glow, slapping rap bitches and making bail, hoe. Yeah, Glow, two-tone Cartier, match the nails, hoe. Yeah, Glow, no competition, these bitches stale, hoe. Yeah, Glow, Curry, no Curry, my shit in layers, hoe. Yeah, Glow, say they get money, but I can't tell, hoe. Yeah, Glow, keep
Exactly.
This week for my first project, I had Might Delete Later by J. Cole, who's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is his 7th album. Some of the producers on here were DZL, T-Minus, Wu-Tang, Mike Will Made It, Aziz the Sheikh, and Alchemist. And the features on here were from Young Dro and Gucci Mane, and Daylight and Ab Soul. And also bass or boss. I can't really quite see. And also Central C. What?
Isn't that camera?
And of course, Cameron. Okay, so I think J. Cole is always going to be that artist who holds the mirror up and is like a reflection to us specifically at whatever time that we're going through to make us ask ourselves, like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, that's his kind of point of view. Sitting up on the perch, looking and reporting down, like, reflecting back to us what we're doing. But at the same time, he also has the ability to be the, while he has the ability to be the outside character analyzing and critiquing us, he can also cast himself as the main character in any story. And I think that's kind of his superpower as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to all that Big Three stuff in a second. I just want to start off by saying this project was really, really good. Pricey was the first song featuring Young Dro and Gucci Mane. It was great to hear Gucci Mane and Young Dro on their woke tip, especially the way that they ended the song. That was a great starter. With feature, and also, of course, featuring Ari Lennox. Duh. That was a great opener. Immediately brought me in. The lyricism, everything brought me in. Crocodile Tears. That's where he talks about how he says the fall off is like Hov dropping Reasonable Doubt last. I don't know if I can forgive you for adding an extra beat to that bar. However, it was a great song. And the fact that it led into Ready 24 featuring Cameron. It started with Cameron talking and a sample in the background. And then I knew it was finna be lit. It sounded like vintage Cam. And I had to see who else produced it. Sticks and Stones. He was spitting. Sticks and Stones may break your bones, but saying my name in a verse will kill you was dope as fuck. 3001. He was writing to people in the future to let them know how crazy the world has gone. And also knowing that they could relate because it's probably worse wherever they're living at. And he was like, what I need 10 cars for when I can drive one. And then Trade the Truth in Ibiza. That was the most soulful track. I love the storytelling, the way that he kept himself honest in that one.
Yeah. At 100 degrees, I freeze the temp. Got my grip and I never proceed to slip. Feel the weight like I just had my seizure clip. Got a family to feed, I squeeze the clip. Walk in front of the judge and plead the fifth. I'm a legend, but it ain't no need for myth. Better get you a visa, he's a trip. I had Trade the Truth and Ibiza lit. Niggas ain't about to outwork me. Go to sleep late, I'm still waking up early. Look at my belly, I'm hungry. Y'all niggas desperate and thirsty. You can't even tell us the difference. Hungry is when you're relentless. Even when one of your idols look dead in your face and he tell you you pain and you know that he meant it. But when you call, you attempted.
7 minute drill. Can we just talk about this for a moment?
Sure.
Listen, I think that he apologized. And he should have, you know, and that's okay to apologize. I can't believe y'all are really out here mad at him for apologizing and saying that he couldn't be. There's still the Big Three. Okay. It's the three of them. This is a moment right now, but he needed to apologize for that verse because he didn't. Number one, Kendrick, like you said, didn't give him all that smoke.
He didn't. And that verse was weak to me. That song was weak.
And the stuff that he was saying in that verse was, he knew it wasn't true.
That song was weak.
And it messed with his peace when he went home because he was like, why did I even
I was disappointed. I heard, I was like, oh, okay, this is the diss. All right. When is it gonna hit? When is it gonna? And I saw other people hyping it up and I was like, okay.
I saw the missiles he shot, they just weren't like, it hit. But the stuff he was saying, in my opinion, like when he said the stuff about your first one was this, your second one was this, your third one was, if it was true, those would have been bars.
Those are opinions that I feel like some people were like, yeah, because Too Pimp a Butterfly was weaker than Good Kid, M.A.A.d City. Like, I understand that.
He said it put people to sleep.
I understand that. But I feel like that's also subjective. I'm also biased because he's one of my favorite lyricists.
It just got to me how deep J. Cole is and how at peace his persona is, how quickly he let that affect his ego. Like how fragile the ego is. If you that at peace, stuff like that, you know.
I get that. I also feel like I didn't expect J. Cole to come out with any type of diss or anything like
at
that.
At all.
So.
But he did. He let his ego get the best of
him. Right. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Is this a distraction? Because I was waiting to hear Drake.
Because we're all human. He apologized.
Yes. Good for you.
More of y'all need to apologize. Honestly.
We need rap beefs out here, okay? Fuck that apology shit.
I hate it. Niggas need to normalize apologizing.
Beefs. Beefs. More beefs, okay?
Maybe more niggas would be dying and shit.
Yeah, I know. Aw, and then that's when the fun stops. But get in the booth. That's all we asking for. Get in the booth. That's it.
Or just don't release the song.
Right. For my second project this week, I had Scarlet Letter 2 Cloud by Doja Cat. She is a singer, rapper, and songwriter from Los Angeles, California. We recently reviewed Scarlet back in September of 2023. So I was very like surprised that she came out with the deluxe. I thought she was like kind of done with that, especially since she toured and stuff like that. But apparently she wasn't. She ended up dropping 7 new songs to add and then threw it as a disc 1. So you have Scarlet as a collective. You have the second, disc 2 was the songs that we had in September. Then you have disc 1 with the 7 new songs.
Love it.
Okay, so the deluxe had features from A$AP Rocky and Tizo Touchdown. Mm-hmm. Fave so far. So I love OK Loser. I feel like it was a cute song, as well as Mask. I'm a Tizo Touchdown fan. Recently became a fan of his. So I like that. I knew that when I first heard that they were rumored on a song together, I was like, oh, they're about to just start singing. And it was cute. Like I fucked with that song. One of my top favorites. I liked Acknowledge Me. I liked Head High. I also liked Urge with A$AP Rocky. And it felt good and refreshing to hear him as well.
Line. It's a flat line and you out of time like a deadline. Somebody gon' bleed red wine if a nigga step on my landmine. Hope my guys don't face bedtime.
But I didn't jump and move at the deluxe. I felt like it was cool to add on to Scarlet. She did sing, she did rap, which Scarlet is a rap album. But I felt like it were cool songs that I didn't run back. Maybe later on it'll grow on me, but as of right now, I feel like they were just cool.
This week for my second project, I had the self-titled 5th album by Bryson Tiller, who's from Louisville, Kentucky. 5th studio album, if you include his 2021 Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the producers on here were Charlie Heat, DeMille, of course, Boy Wonder. Oh, I was like, of course that was a DeMille song when I get to it. Vinyls, Sasha Sirota, and Hey Mickey. Some of the features, the only two on here, were Victoria Monet and Clara Lassan. My favorites on this project started at number 4. Can't lie. I was listening. I was bumping. I was like, all right, what you got here, Bryson? Okay. And then number 4 came on, Persuasion with Victoria Monet. And I said, oh. Okay, now what you got here, bro?
Per usual.
In total, 9. There were 19 songs on this project. I downloaded 9. I liked half the album, you know. Got to give it up. I respect Pen Griffey here with that pen. This was such a great collaboration by two awesome writers who really they're really clever with their pen game when it comes to saying explicit words. Like, they would start it, and then they would lean into the vowel, and it'd be a completely different word. Like, persuasion, decision, facilitate, touch my absolutely, just clever. And that's the one that DeMille produced, of course. I realized Bryson's signature is being this, he's a singer who raps, as opposed to Drake, who's like a rapper who sings.
Right.
I think it looked like he reclaiming K-pop on the front of this cover, but almost 10 years later, that pen is still fire. No, he got a song on here at the end that really it really sounds K-pop like. Rich Boy was an R&B song over the throw some D's on this beat. It immediately stuck out and was amazing. Prize is a great example of one of those things that makes Bryson so dope, and his beat selection paired with his vocals and his and at his lyrical best.
We say this shit all the time, great because you are the prize. I want you, it's mine. Like you, baby.
I'm grateful. Grateful because you chose up on me. I can't be out here just hoeing around. I already know how karma works. The spin of the block is going round. Hit up the club, I called you first. If you on my arm, I'm showing now. Told me to leave them bras alone. It's quiet for them, you know I did. Actually, crib, don't call it home. What should I call it? No idea, no wife in the
block. Waterfalls, I really liked that one. That was like a really kind of abstract R&B song. And he hit some notes in there that I didn't see coming. Aeon Lust, I think I'm saying that right. I never saw Aeon Flux. That was the movie with Charlize Theron. That was the movie that came out after, the next movie came out after she won her Oscar for Monster. And I was like, what is this? I didn't watch it. But it made for a great R&B song and a great melody, Aeon Lust. And then Outside, that was a great R&B song over, it had traces of The Dream's, what's The Dream song? I got it
in for your new I love your girl.
It had traces of The Dream's I Love Your Girl over the Whisper beat by the Ying Yang Twins. Great project.
This week for our honorable mentions, we had the album Tori by Tori Kelly and the single After Hours by Kehlani.
Music news.
All right, Khalil, what happened this week?
This week it was reported that Calvin LeBrun, a.k.a. New York radio DJ, Mr. C, passed away today, April the 10th, at 57 years old.
Crazy.
Still crazy. It's still unknown of how he passed away. Those details have not been made public yet. However, Mr. C, he came up in the 80s, the late 80s and the early 90s. He was Big Daddy Kane's DJ. If you don't know who Big Daddy Kane is and you don't have no business listening to hip hop.
I love when people say stuff like that.
Okay. But he also was really instrumental in bringing Biggie to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
He knew Biggie from Brooklyn. He was always trying to get Biggie's name out there. He was always trying to tell everybody he knew who Biggie was. On Biggie's debut album, Ready to Die, he was listed as executive producer. And he's just been a staple in the New York regional area, shoot, national hip-hop area, but specifically at Hot 97 since to forever. Hot 97 released a statement, and they specifically said, as a family at Hot 97 and WBLS, we're deeply saddened by the passing of our beloved Mr. C. He wasn't just a DJ. He was a pillar of our stations, bringing joy to countless listeners with his legendary Throwback at Noon and Friday Night Live sets. Damn right. Mr. C's influence stretched far beyond the airwaves, shaping the very fabric of NYC's DJ culture. Our hearts are heavy as we send our love and condolences to his family and fans whose love he touched through his music. Rest easy, Mr. C. Your legacy will live forever.
Yeah, rest in power.
I've seen him DJ several times at Summer Jam.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you specifically, I hate to bring this up. I mean, no, not that. I'm just, when he was going through his controversy, and if you don't know it, you can go look it up. When he was going through that, and everybody was talking about him, and then he showed up to Summer Jam, no matter how you felt about him, when he, like they have, like, you know, in between artists, they let the DJs mm-hmm. go. When he took his 5 to 10 minutes to DJ, everybody, and I mean everybody in the Giant Stadium, before it was MetLife, when it was still Giant Stadium, mm-hmm. was going up.
It was up on their feet.
Up.
It was up on their feet.
You like, nobody spin like Mr. C. No. Like I say, he might even had one up on Funkmaster Flex, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, them sets mm-hmm. were legendary, and he was an amazing DJ. Amazing DJ.
In other news this week, we found out that that Creole crazy bitch,
that Benjamin, Louisiana,
she has made history again. Damn, Beyonce. She becomes the first black woman to top Billboard Country Albums chart for Cowboy Carter.
Y'all never saw
that. And it hit
that
the number one.
Nobody saw that.
First of all, the first black woman
in 2024. You know, y'all didn't see that coming. I thought that was probably over for that.
It also topped all genres Billboard 200. So every genre, I don't know how, marking this her eighth number one album. Cowboy Carter totaled 407,000 equivalent album units. A combination of pure album sales and on-demand streams in its first week. I don't know. What do you want us to say? I don't argue with people anymore. I'm not one of those people who argue people down. Like, tell me, like, I don't even think what the hype is, I'll be like, okay.
I just almost had that conversation. I won't say that far because I'm not going to disrespect the person I was talking to. But the main thing I was telling that person that I always go to is because these conversations that you're talking about used to get under my skin. I'd be like,
right,
like, what are we debating? And then I'd be like, the leveler is, have you ever seen her live before?
That's usually what gets people.
And most times, people would be like, you'd be like, have you ever seen her live before? And they'd be like,
Why would I pay?
Okay, well, listen.
Just speaking a whole bunch of Japanese at this point.
Just be like, okay, well, listen. Until you've seen that, and I strongly recommend that you do, I think we can't have this conversation.
Exactly. There's no conversation to be had. Sorry. So, can you say legendary? I can.
Like, what? And because then you'll come back and I'm going to ask you, so what are we debating? What are we debating?
Nothing.
On the Way, listeners, what are your favorite Mr. C memories?
Tweet us at On the Way Weekly and let us know.
We're going to go.
And we'll be right back.
So, girl, I rush here just to take it slow.
Been working all night and now I need it. You call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Poppin' on the way, how far we take it all the way.
We're back, and it's time to get into
the blackness.
Don't touch my head.
It's just me against the world.
Who taught you to hate your family?
The blackness. Keep on.
Here we talk about the world, i.e. black political and social issues, as we see them through our point of view. What happened this week, Khalil?
This week, Dawn Staley.
Legendary Dawn Staley.
She became the first black coach to win 3 D1 basketball NCAA titles.
Legendary.
Throughout the whole season, she's the coach of the Gamecocks, the South Carolina Gamecocks. They've been unbeaten throughout the whole season. They beat Iowa 87-75 to finish the season.
Sure did. As
the undefeated NCAA champs. And this is the 10th and the 10th team in the women's college basketball to achieve that feat.
Yes.
You know, and she specifically said if congratulations to Caitlin Clark, you know, God bless. Okay. You're a great player. And wish great things for you. Dawn Stallis said, although we haven't been the most talked about team this whole women's basketball year, we'll be talking about a lot in the off season.
Thank you.
I'd much rather have it that way after having won another national championship.
Thank you.
So, you know, shout out to Dawn Stallis. Thank you, Coach Stallis, for, you know, she's steadfast. She's been doing this work for a long time. Dawn Stallis and the Gamecocks, you know, congratulations to all of you.
This week for my Queen Spotlight, I want to shine a beautiful light on Linda Martell. She earned her first Billboard Hot 100 entry, coming in at number 31 with Beyonce's song Spaghetti, featuring her and Shaboozey. She right. had retired from country music back in 1974 due to discrimination. So to be receiving the benefits that she deserves is amazing. Linda Martell was one of the first, actually the first African-American vocalist to record on Plantain Records back in the 1960s. And she also has famous songs such as Tender Leaves of Love, I Almost Called Your Name, and Color Him Father, if you guys want to look up some of her discography. She's a really great singer. Congratulations, Queen. We will always hold your crown high. On the way, listeners, what other country singers have been on your radar?
Tweet us on the way weekly and let us know.
We're going to go.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah. I don't need nobody else. Ooh, you got me on the way. Yearning for your loving, baby. I need that every day. Cause you know this ain't made for nobody but you. You. You don't need nobody else. Is you trying to see me later? Sending pictures from my phone and flooding up your day with face. Cause I don't be waiting for nobody but you.
It's a wrap. It's time to get out of here, but not before we leave you with some encouragement. Once again, you can find our quotes on Twitter at On The Way Weekly every Monday for some motivation. And this week, our quote comes from Smokey Robinson, who says,
but what do you make of all the arguments now of certain artists, Beyonce included, should stick to certain genres that people are used to seeing them do?
First of all, Beyonce is one of my dearest people. I love her, her family, her mother, all that, you know. She's one of the most talented people to come along in a long, long, long time. She, as a talent, should be allowed to sing whatever she wants to sing. You know, I think that the people who are criticizing her for singing country music, first of all, country music is some of the best music that there is. The writers are great, you know, they have the soul, you know, and for her to come out with a country album, I applaud her. I applaud her. I think that it's a wonderful thing because she can sing and she can sing whatever she wants to sing. And for people to come up and say, well, she shouldn't be singing country music, why? Give me one good reason why she shouldn't sing country music. Are they saying she shouldn't sing country music because she's black? There are a lot of black country singers. You know, Charlie Pride was a black country singer before Beyonce was even born, you know? So for them to criticize her for singing country music is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. She's a great singer, she's a great talent, she's a great entertainer, and she should be able to sing whatever she wants to sing. And for those who are criticizing her, shut up.
Right.
From Mr. Gasm himself. Well, if you're looking for me, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at KAHLILXDANIEL and on the Facebook at facebook.com/KXDmusic. You can find all my music streaming on the Apple, the Tidal, and the Spotify, and everything on my website at KhalilDaniel.com.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on X, Twitter, or whatever you want to call it, the funniest app in the world, at Sylvie Jones, SYLVEEJONES.
And for everything else you heard this week, you can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/onthewaypod and on our websites at instinctent.com/onthewaypod and mochapodcastsnetwork.com/onthewaypod.
And if you guys love what you hear, please make sure to like, subscribe, share an episode, comment even on about us on Apple Podcasts. We're streaming on Apple, Google, Spotify, Deezer, anywhere that has a podcast, we're streaming.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, yeah. We stress, we grind. One time, three times, two time, me time, me time.